Well, hi there, buckaroos. This is your pal Ken Maynard at the Diamond Cave. Say, Tarzan must be around somewhere. Tarzan, you're forgetting your manners. When the buckaroos drop around here at the tack room, it's only polite to welcome them, you know. There, that's better. I've got another yarn for you today. It's about my special part of the range, Texas. And I'll be spinning it for you in just a moment.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure. Stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold, and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, when you meet a champion like Ken, you just know he's full of adventure stories. Real life stories, too. For did you know that Ken Maynard holds the world's championship for trick riding? And Ken's hunted for gold himself and lost mines, too. Stunt ridden in the circus, made scores of movies in Hollywood, and rides, ropes, and shoots in many rodeos every year. So naturally, Ken's stories are just loaded with thrills. And kids, you can have two of these stories for your very own to hear any time you want. I'm talking about Ken's exciting Diamond K album of phonograph records. And listen, these stories are made especially for you. Ken begins the stories with a personal message for you, and he'll call you by name like this.
Hello, Bert. Or hello, Bertha.
Or whatever your name is. Ken will speak to you alone on your set of Ken Maynard records. Now, can you tie that, partner? No, sirree, and you can't beat the value either. Just listen to this. You'll get a beautiful full-color record album with a thrilling picture of Ken and Tarzan right on the front, and inside are two complete Wild West stories that start out with Ken talking personally to you. The two big 8-inch unbreakable pure vinylite records are standard 78 RPM speed for the regular, familiar kind of phonograph or record player that everybody's used for years. Now, these records have pictures of Ken and Tarzan on them. And remember, they're made of pure vinylite, the finest, most expensive material that money can buy. Now, this album is so easy to get. All you do is send your name and address to Records in care of this station. Enclose a $1 bill. Just one, that's all. Just a $1 bill for ages of fun and enjoyment. Now, remember, you can't buy these records in any store because Ken makes them just for you. Ken calls you by name right on the records. Now, don't wait to get your personalized record album. Right now, or have your mom or dad write for you to Records in care of this station. Enclose a dollar bill and your name and address, and be sure your name is included so Ken will have your name right on the record. Send it to Records in care of this station. Now let's listen to the exciting true story Ken has for us today.
Well, buckaroos, back in the days when I was punching cows, maybe here's something you didn't know. We used to have seagoing cows. Anything is possible in Texas. When most people think of cattle punching, they think of the open range. Well, down Galveston way, in the section of Texas lapped by the Gulf of Mexico, our cattle used to graze right out to sea. Now, I know that'll take a mite of explaining. You've heard of sea cows, haven't you? Well, that's a different kind of a critter. Ours were natural cows, all right. At least they appeared that way. Anyway, at low tide, they just got to grazing on the flats out to sea, looking for kelp, you know, seaweed. Of course, our main worry was to see that the tide didn't sneak up on them and make them real sea cows. I know how I got sidetracked on this, but mentioning my home grounds just happened to make me think of it, and I thought you might find it interesting. Anyway, what I started out to say was, quite frequently, I used to get as far west as Del Rio, right there on the Rio Grande. And I used to bump into a fellow there named Lee Princeton. Seems like he always used to be in the store, the only place there was to get supplies. He wasn't working there, either. Just hung around, easy with the talk. A right nice fella, in a lazy sort of a way. But don't know what he lived on. Anyway, I remember one rainy day, Tarzan and I had been slicing through the stuff all morning, and it seemed like Del Rio would never show up. So when we got there, we weren't in any hurry to leave, at least until the rain let up a little. Tarzan had thrown his shoes, so I parked him down the local blacksmith's shop first, mostly so he'd be undercover, and then I made for the store. When I got inside the door and threw off my poncho, sure enough, there was Lee, talking a blue streak, only stopping to spit at the pot-bellied stove that used to make things mighty comfortable when the weather took a dip. I got a nice welcome from Tracy. He ran the store, and the offer of a cup of coffee, which was mighty welcome, because it was cold, drizzling rain had been coming all day long. So with a big steaming jug of Java, I pulled up a chair by the stove, fixing to dry my boots, so it was just natural that Lee got to talking to me. seemed that back in the 80s, Lee's dad and his Uncle Louie were farming a piece of land out east of Del Rio in the Mud Creek section. Didn't take much of a rain to make that creek swell. And coming down the way it had been on Tarzan and I all morning, that creek soon would become a raging torrent. That was the main reason I decided to wait over a spell. Well, to get back to the story, one time Lee's father and his Uncle Louis got caught in a downpour. How that rain was coming down. They were in a buckboard and were racing like crazy to get across Mud Creek before the water got too high. It was nip and tuck all the way with the buckboard sliding back almost as far as it went ahead. They could tell they were getting close to Mud Creek even before they could see it. There was such a roar from the water it frightened them to think of having to cross through it, because there was no bridge, just a ford. Well, when they reached the water, it was an angry sight. The horses shied, wouldn't set a foot into it. They were probably smart horses. Anyway, it took some strong persuading to get the horses to start across again. Torn up trees and all sorts of things were swirling by, and some of the stuff big enough to give you a hefty knock on the head if it were to strike you. The water was getting so high, Lee's dad was up on his feet, cracking the whip to the horses' ears to keep them moving. At times, the water broke into the buckboard, carrying away the provisions they'd gone all the way to Del Rio to get. The things were getting so serious, it wasn't the grub they were worried about. The uprooted trees were piling against the sides and stuck into the wheels, and it looked like all were goners, including the horses. And then it happened. Let me just woo for a minute and catch my breath. Before we get marooned in Mud Creek, I'd like to ask you all a question. Have you heard about my K-shirts? Well, in case you haven't, it's kind of like a T-shirt, but made especially for me in cotton, about the color of desert sand. And right smack in the front is a big Diamond K brand from my ranch in flaming red. Tarzan and I are on the K-shirt, too, saying howdy. Well, I kind of like the colors and the way it fits and everything. I thought you might like one, too. Kids I know asked me to get them one like it, so I did. They're made buckaroo sizes, of course, in sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. And if you figure you'd like a K-shirt for yourself, like I wear when I'm practicing stunt riding and tricks around the ranch, well, you can have one. Let me know your name and address and size, and on account of a fellow that makes them, ain't a millionaire, he says, would you slip in a $1 bill, and he'll make the shirt special for you. Sounds kind of simple-like. So if you want a real Western K-shirt like mine, send your name and address, size, and a $1 bill to K-shirt in care of this station. Fellow made me pay a lot more money than that for the ones I wear, so it sounds like a mighty big value to me. So if I were you, I'd send in right away. But now I'll quit gabbing and get on with my story. Well, Lee Princess's dad and his Uncle Louie were in quite a bad fix, stuck in the middle of Mud Creek, going on the rampage. Uncle Louie jumped down in the water, holding onto the buckboard to keep from being washed away, and managed to pull some of the roots and stuff out from between the spokes of the wheels. He almost drowned, and he was really gasping when he come up. But he set the wheels free, and with Uncle Louie shoving from the rear, they managed to get the buckboard moving again, just in time for a big log come bouncing along on the top of that current. And if it had hit them, it would have knocked them clean into kingdom come. Well, they got by the middle, and things become a mighty easier as they started up the other side. The creek was flooding its banks, and must have been twice as wide as usual. When Dad and Uncle Louis was getting up on safer ground, Uncle Louis saw something sticking out of the shallow water. They were safe now, so he called his brother's attention to it. Sure as shine, says Lee's dad. Wonder what it is. Don't know. Think it's worth having a look at, said Uncle Louie, pulling a piece of tumbleweed out of his beard. So they stopped the buckboard in the shallow water, and Uncle Louis waded over to have a closer look. Come here, he called his brother. What they found were some strange-looking bars about the size of hedgehogs. They debated a while about leaving them there, and then piled four of them in the buckboard. They were awfully heavy, too. It took the two of them to lift one, and a considerable amount of grunting besides. Well, they hauled this home, because they thought it better to have something in the buckboard when Mother saw it. They knew she was going to complain when she found there wasn't any provisions. Well, sir, she raised a ruckus all right, accusing the boys of spending the food money for something else. And then she saw the bars they had in the back of the buckboard. She almost threw out the strange-looking bricks then and there. But something stopped her, so they just naturally ended up under the bed in the spare room, and everybody forgot all about them. That is, until sometime later, a surveyor happened to spend the night with them. He'd been working near their place and trying to be neighborly. Mother had invited him to take pot luck with him. And well, the next morning the surveyor, sleepy-like, was fumbling for one of his shoes he'd kicked under the bed. He came across those strange bars. At breakfast between the ham and eggs, he asked about them and suggested it might be a good idea if he found out what they were and if they were worth anything. This seemed like a good idea to Mother, who didn't like the notion of having the spare room cluttered up any more than necessary anyhow. So the surveyor packed those bars away with him, and that was the last they saw them until Uncle Louie happened to run into him sometime later. The surveyor had been doing very well for himself. He bought a home and retired, which was rather unusual for a man of his age and on his pay. He didn't seem happy to see Uncle Louie, and when Louie asked him, casual-like, about them bars, the surveyor just laughed it off. Said they were worth nothing and didn't think it worthwhile even writing to tell him about it. Well, Buckaroos, Lee Princeton seemed to be winding up his story. "You know, Ken," he said, "one of these days I'm going to take a run out to the creek and have a look for myself." And he spit in the pot-bellied stove for emphasis. "As I said, Buckaroos, Tarzan and I had intended to spend the night at Del Rio. But it wasn't dark yet, so I hightailed it over to the blacksmith shop and then started for Mud Creek. I wanted to have a look for myself."
Poor Uncle Louie. You know, I'll bet he told that story 1,000 times. And speaking of stories, kids, wouldn't you like to be able to hear some of Ken's famous stories whenever you wanted? Well, now you can with Ken Maynard's exciting Diamond K album of Wild West Records. You can play them again and again for yourself and for your friends. They're terrific stories about Ken and Tarzan and about the exciting West. Stories that are really packed full of excitement. And best of all, these Ken Maynard records are personalized. They're made just for you and for you alone with a message from Ken. Now, when you put the needle down on the record, the first thing you'll hear is...
"Hello, Roger. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
Ken will say hello to you and call you by name no matter what your name is. And he'll tell you two of his favorite stories. Stories you've never heard before, not even on this broadcast. You'll get two records in the album, two complete stories. Now, these records are made of the finest and most expensive material that money can buy. They're unbreakable, and you can play them over and over again as often as you want. The regular 78 RPM speed, the regular speed that has been used for all record players for years. Now, all you do to get your album with the two big 8-inch records and your personalized message is send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this radio station. Do it now, Buckaroos. The faster you write, the faster you'll get your album. And if you have a friend you think would like a personalized record from Ken, just send that friend's name and a dollar bill and your address to Records in care of this station, and you'll get the album with your friend's name on it, with Ken saying hello to your friend, so that you can have a perfectly wonderful gift. Now, don't you think this would make a wonderful gift for somebody who might be in a hospital and can't get out? We think so. So send in today for your personalized record album to Records in care of this radio station. Now, here's Ken to tell you his next story.
Well, folks, it's time to bring our story round up to a close. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Closing up the tack room at the Diamond K Ranch till I see you next time, when I'll tell you the story of the Golden Chimney. We'll be looking for you, and in the meantime, get your $1 bills in the mail now for some real Western fun. So long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy, stunt rider, and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was produced and transcribed in Hollywood.